Ooh, nice job. You snagged the best table in the whole coffee shop. I'm serious, I'm always trying to get this table. It's like the best light, closest to the window. I like that chair a lot too. No, you sit in the comfy chair. Yeah, I sit in it frequently when I'm here, so I should give you a turn. No, I want you to experience. No, I want you to experience that chair. And here's your drink, by the way. Oh, and here is your drink. Yeah, I think I got it right. A chai oat milk latte with lavender syrup. Is that right? Okay. I tried really hard, princess, so... me? Oh, Americano. No, nothing fancy. I like it. Plain. Well, I like it strong. Yeah. Yes, that is what I'm always making at home. My espresso machine is not that loud. Are you serious? You hear it every morning? Oh. Sorry about that. I'll try to find a quieter one. Is it me, or... a little weird dating someone that you're roommates with? I just mean, at this point in the date, if, you know, we were strangers or just friends, we'd probably be asking things like, oh, where do you live? What do you do for work? What kind of hobbies do you have? And you and I, we already know all the answers to those questions, so... And to make it even more awkward, we're going back to our apartment after this, and I didn't have to pick you up, and you didn't have to pick me up, because we live in the same place. Yeah, I'm glad you don't think it's weird either. I'm sorry, am I asking too many questions? Am I talking too much? I'm... Can I tell you something? Okay. This never, ever happens to me, but... I'm a little nervous. I mean, yeah, you are making me nervous a little bit. Not in a bad way, I just... I don't know, princess. This just feels... It feels a little scary to me. Admitting to my roommate that I have a crush on her. Being completely, utterly, emotionally vulnerable. Yeah, those things make me a little nervous. Not to mention, you were supposed to go on a date with someone else today. And I know you canceled that date, but... I don't know. I guess there's a small part of me that's worried you might regret having gone on a date with me instead of them. That's kind of you. I'm having a great time. I am, genuinely. That's the first not sarcastic thing I've said all day. Well, you know me. Sarcasm is my first language. I am, though, having a good time with you. The record store was great. I didn't realize our music tastes were so similar. Well, you're right. We should hang out more often as roommates, but obviously this is not a platonic situation. I'm gonna stop talking and drink my Americano. What? What? You're smiling at me from across the table, all cute and princess-like. Because you are a princess. I don't know why. So when we first met, it just came to my mind immediately. It seemed like the perfect nickname for you. How long have I had a crush on you? Wow, you really, you like to dig deep, don't you? I mean, this is just the first date. If we're gonna start talking about that now, we're not gonna have anything to talk about on our third date. I guess, assuming you would like to have a second and third date. You would. You don't have to decide that right now in front of me, obviously. Do I? What? Want to have a second date? Yes, absolutely I do. And I really didn't mean to sound so eager just now, but there it is. Being emotionally vulnerable. What did you tell that person, by the way? The one who asked you out, how did you cancel on them? I hope you let them down easy. Yeah, I'd be pretty heartbroken if someone I asked on a date dumped me for someone else. You know, I always took you for a bubblegum pop kind of girl, but I was really surprised when you were spending so much time in the, you know, I was surprised when you were spending so much time in the industrial and electroclash section at the record store. Well, when we get back home, or later, sometime, whenever, yeah, you should come look at my record collection. I've got quite a few. I have it all organized very specifically. Alphabetically? No. By genre, by year published, by you know, the type of record it is. I have 33s, 45s. I have cassettes, CDs. I have it all. So nothing. I was just thinking about the other day when I vomited my emotions out, told you about my crush. My heart was beating so fast. I still remember. I felt like I was gonna faint at one point. I looked cool and collected. That's surprising. I felt like I was... It was a lot, telling you that, and honestly, I've been a little scared since that you would cancel this date, and break our lease and move out, but I'm glad you haven't done that yet, Princess. I'm going to assume, then, that the feeling is a little bit mutual. I mean, is it safe to say that you might have a little crush on me? Oh, cat got your tongue? A little speechless there. It's okay, take your time. I also accept nonverbal responses. You know, you want to just nod your head or shake it. If you want to just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Okay, that's reassuring and good to know that we're on the same page. You know, there's something else I've been thinking about all day. And it's a little embarrassing, but the theme of this date seems to be emotional vulnerability, so here we go. I've been thinking about asking you if I can kiss you, but a little bit nervous about what you're gonna say. You see, if you say yes, then great, that's what I'm hoping for, but if you agree to let me kiss you, then I'm suddenly going to have to worry about, you know, does my breath smell? Does my mouth taste like coffee? You know, I haven't kissed anyone in a while. Am I out of practice? Am I going to kiss you for too long or too short? Are you going to enjoy it? Are you going to think it's weird? You know, I'm a bit of an overthinker. However, I'm also hopeful, optimistic maybe, about the possibility of both of us really enjoying it. And that leads me to my next train of thought, which is we're both going back to the same apartment after this, so what's to say, you know, we start kissing and then what's to say we just don't stop? What if we enjoy it so much that we just keep kissing? And I don't know if you and I don't know if you or I, and I don't know if either of us is ready for that, so. Then, of course, there's the possibility that you say no, and you do not give me permission to kiss you, which would be completely understandable. In that case, though, I will probably shrivel up from embarrassment and disappointment, which I'd rather not do, especially in public. So, anyway, just wanted to throw that out there and maybe get your thoughts on it. You've been having a good time on the date? That's good. And you've been waiting for me to kiss you, really? Huh. A little impatient there, are we, Princess? So you share my same concerns, then, about starting to kiss and not being able to stop. Yeah, it's a bit of a conundrum, isn't it? Well, how about this? We're in this public place right now. And, you know, obviously it would be inappropriate to kiss more than, you know, it would be pretty inappropriate to be full on making out in this coffee shop. So, what if I kiss you right now? And that way we are limited to one or maybe a handful of short, public appropriate kisses. And if the need to continue kissing arises, then we can always go back to our apartment and kiss there. You like that idea? Yeah, okay. I'm gonna kiss you now. I don't know why I'm smiling. Ugh, princess, you make me feel so... I've never felt like this before. So... I don't know, I can't stop smiling, and you know I don't smile often. This is just... I like being around you. And I really like kissing. You think we can sneak in another? Just a short one. No one will notice. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. I agree. I think we should go back to our apartment as soon as possible. Yeah, you want to? I'm gonna consider this date a success. I think it was a great success, princess. But now, as we've said, it's clearly time to go home and explore this whole kissing thing further. Okay, let's go.